What is fascism? What does it actually mean? Because if you knew the meaning of fascism and Nazism, you could then decide better, does it belong on the left or does it belong on the right? Now, the very term fascism comes from a bundle of sticks held together so tightly, bound together so compactly that they can't fall apart. And the fascist idea was that societies are stronger collectively than they are individually. It's easier to break one stick at a time than to break a whole bunch of sticks put together. Fascism, as Mussolini defined it, is everything in the state and nothing outside the state. So what this means is that the state, the government, is kind of like a living organism. And each of us individuals, we are like cells within the organism. Our individual value is basically zero. Our individual rights are non-existent. Our importance as individuals, as cells, is solely the degree to which we serve the collective, the state. So, I ask you, does this actually sound more like the platform of the Republican Party or more like the platform of the Democratic Party? Fascism has always been on the left. FDR knew this. President Roosevelt, in the New Deal, sent members of his brain trust to fascist Italy because he saw fascism as more progressive than the New Deal. He wanted his best thinkers to study fascism, to bring some of those ideas to America. He admired Mussolini as a fellow leftist. And Mussolini, for his part, revered FDR. It was a mutual admiration society. Mussolini reviews FDR's book in an Italian magazine, and I summarize his review in this way: great guy, he's one of us, he's a fascist.